that the minutes show that we're all here except Bill Hall. And Jim's going to sign the minutes right now, which we have reviewed electronically and will stand as distributed. Kathy, come on up.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Good morning, and thank you for your time. I have two things I want to ask. First of all, last year you allowed the Lincoln County Master Gardeners to use the Newport Commons for our annual plant sale, and you waived the fees for our setup days, and then we were charged a regular rate for that Saturday, the day of the sale, and I wanted to ask if you would do that again this year.
I'm good.
I'm good. Any comments, Mr. Wava Belmont?
I'm good, too.
We're all good.
Well, we can argue about that. Okay. Do we need a motion or anything, or do we just agree we're going to do what we did last year with them?
I think as long as you see the consensus of the Fair Board is to do that, that will be reflected. We'll deal with that.
Okay. Very good.
Perfect. Thank you. The next item is that every year we do this sale and we sell thousands of plants, and we use a lot of these one-gallon pots. There used to be a fellow that sold plants next to the old Flashbacks in South Beach, and we got hundreds of these from him, but he's no longer there, so our resources are really drying up. I'm a huge fan of recycling, and so my question to you is, if I built a cage 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet tall out of fencing, could it be positioned somewhere near the fairgrounds or on the fairgrounds so that people could recycle these pots? My thought was to, if you agree that we could do that, I would put a sticker on each pot that goes out the door that says you can recycle it here and show them where that is. It might take a couple years to train people on how to do that, but I think eventually it could work.
Kathy, I got to tell you, 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet ain't nearly big enough. So if I can get Kathy to part with the one she got,
I'd like to get comments from. Did you guys hear what she's asking? Any thoughts?
Having it permanently located, is that what you're asking?
Kind of, yes. Michelle printed out some maps for me because she kind of had an idea of where we could put this little cage, possibly over by Pick of the Litter on that northwest corner. There's the fair office and then the back end of the Pick of the Litter. And there's a little grassy area there. Right. Or next to the porta potty over by the building in that corner. I mean, it could go almost anywhere.
It won't affect my operations.
No, shouldn't affect anything.
Aesthetically, I don't. Like I said, as far as facilities is concerned, it won't affect me.
Well, when you build it, I'm assuming that it doesn't have to be a permanent installation in the first place. It'll have some kind of little floor and sides and everything. And if it's in a location where it doesn't need to be, a person can just pick it up and walk away with it, right?
Yes.
It's 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet. It's not going to be that big. It's not going to be that heavy.
Right.
And it's not going to be, you're not going to sink posts in the ground or anything.
No.
You're just going to go and set it on a floor. So it won't matter.
Right.
If you put it, say, someplace like Pick of the Litter and it needs to be moved, it just matters if somebody picking it up, setting it in a pickup and taking it someplace, right?
Exactly.
Well, can I ask a couple questions? Again, I have that same issue with these things in my house that are released. There's various sizes of these pots. You can take all sizes, or you only want this size.
Specifically these.
And so you want the ones you're actually using at the plant sale, and then they can return those. Because
exactly.
I think that the inclination will be people will bring their other plastic pots, thinking I'm helping out master gardeners by giving you larger, smaller, really small ones like that. So my concern number one is how do you police that? And the one thing I would suggest you're going to have is somebody's got to be responsible for maintaining it. People will dump all kinds of stuff in there. Unfortunately, they just do that.
Yes, they do. I agree. That's why I didn't want to use one of those blue recycling containers, because I think that would fill up with everybody's trash.
It
That's
would.
Why I wanted to make it a specific
and I like that idea. That's a great idea.
A cage kind of thing. besides myself, I have five other volunteers who have stepped up and said, I will go by there every few days during the week and make sure that it doesn't become an eyesore or a big mess.
And I don't know that, look at Jack maybe for this too, or Amy. I don't know if we have a dumpster or, what are you going to do if there's all kinds of garbage if somebody just comes along? Because invariably.
We'll take care of it.
Okay. Fairgrounds maintains dumpsters.
So there's places they can put some of the garbage.
Just two quick comments. If we located it slightly out of the way, kind of not right in the pick of the litter area where it's likely to get that dumping, I'm thinking maybe around by the Connex box behind the fair office and let the master gardeners know where it was. It would be less subject to getting the garbage in it. And if you build it on a pallet or with stickers, we can pick it up with the forklift with the tractor and move it around all over the place. So,
yeah. I'm sure you only want the gallon once, because it seems to me that you've used some of the smaller size ones in the past, and I'm out of touch here a little bit, but.
We use a lot of the smaller ones. They're really flimsy, so when they're left in the elements, they start cracking and splitting and. A lot of them end up getting thrown away or recycled.
Well, I was thinking mostly the large ones, I was thinking of stuff there.
We don't use stuff that's really big because then it's too heavy.
I like your idea. If you put a little sticker on it, then we're actually asking for you to return the ones you actually took.
Right.
So, not other ones you may have in here.
But if other things show up, I'll take them and wash them and we'll reuse them.
Okay. I mean, at this particular point, are you instructing the master gardeners that everybody is to use that size gallon so you won't wind up with any smaller ones at, like, sale or something? I mean, how are you internally policing that?
We do use smaller ones, and they might get recycled in there, but I'm targeting these because these are so hard to find.
Okay. Well, my point is, again, was you don't want to know how many I got.
Imagine.
Kathy, the serious question is if I brought those smaller ones in, are they actually going to be useful to you, or are they just an automatic toss, or what happens?
If they're in good shape, we'll use them. Absolutely.
I like the idea.
Okay. My only concern, though, is Todd's idea. Then, if this is for the public, do we want it to be so far removed from the entrance?
I think it's accessible, especially people that do gardening. So they'll know if they have to go back in there by pick a letter and you just give them directions around.
And I will hook one of these on the outside of the cage so that they know what it is.
Oh, okay.
I'll just staple it right on there.
I think there's a portable. You can try a variety of locations.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Move it around where you have to.
Right. Will you do a little publicity during the plant sale that says we've got this?
We would like to.
Location. We'd like to have them back, and then if it is out of the way a bit, people come to the plant sale. They're going to know because they're going to be informed.
Absolutely.
Okay. Do we need a motion?
Yeah, I think this one should probably do it.
Okay.
What are we? You're authorizing the master gardeners to place a 3x3x3 container, working with staff on the location for recycling, and they will maintain that particular and clean that particular recycling facility or area.
And it will be basically on a pallet or something, so it's going to move it.
Yes.
I'm serious about it. I don't know if 3x3x3 is big enough, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Let's not mention the size in the motion.
No, you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll make the motion that we allow the recycle or the plant pots, I guess, proposed that it, with regard to the cage or box or whatever it is you want to call it, that it basically be pallet size or movable with forklift as has been proposed, and with the understanding that master gardeners will be responsible for maintenance, upkeep,
policing, taking
care of it, and so forth. I know that's kind of nebulous or vague, but that would be my motion.
Tanya got it, and she's got it on the tape recorder too, so.
Perfect.
Okay, anything else from the good of the house here who will have to live with this? If not, let's go ahead and vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so That's thank you. Does that, was that okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
I know what it's in place, so I can.
I'll do that. I'll do that.
See you by this weekend, I guess.
Thank you. All right, Todd and Michelle, please come forward.
Kathy.
By the way, I wanted to ask, you know, last month you reported that the Newport Armory closure, are there any rumors about what that's all about?
I know what it's about. I just don't know where they're at.
It's lead.
Lead. Yeah. Oh. Indoor shooting ranges with lead bullets, basically, is what the issue was. And so a number of them across the state.
Yeah, they're
decommissioned, or they're in the process of being cleaned.
And we do know that ours is in the process of being cleaned. They did have one test a week or so ago that was still below the safety level, but not as safe as they want it. So they're cleaning it again and testing sometime shortly in the future. So with any luck, it'll be back in service shortly. Thank you, gentlemen, as always. It's encouraging to see relationships with Master Gardeners and PEC and those sorts of things come back, and I'll just report that our fairgrounds usage with 4-H is at an all-time high as well. We're scrambling a little bit to accommodate everything that's going on right now, and that's fun for us to see as well, and thank you guys for making that opportunity. Just briefly, with regard to PEC, I had a conversation, and I'm just going to bring this up for information. I sort of expected somebody to be here. They've gone through a transition where they now have a new president and vice president, and they were asking about the relationship, about the $1,000 that they spent for 10 events last year that they had not been able to use up yet. And I expected somebody to come in and ask today if they could still use those the remaining balance of what they had paid for. I didn't remember, and I hope I didn't speak out of turn, that there was any set date on when they had to use those by, but rather they were just purchasing 10 events for $1,000. But again, I told them that they needed to come chat with you, and I sort of expected somebody to be here today, but I expect in the future, at a future meeting, they'll probably come in and ask if they can still use the remaining balance of their days. Our bleachers are here. If anybody hasn't driven by to look at them, they are monstrous. I believe they're larger than what we thought we were getting. They are huge. And I'm very, very pleased with them. One small issue: they are galvanized. All of the chassis are galvanized underneath the black rust prohibitor or inhibitor that they put on them afterward. It appears to me that the rust inhibitor that was put on there was not sufficiently done. I've taken some pictures, forwarded those to the manufacturer. They agreed with me. They are going to extend our warranty beyond the 5 years. We may even, Tanya, have seen that, the warranty documents and registration yet. They're going to mail those documents to us. But they're also going to fly out here and recoat those with the rust inhibitor whenever our weather is conducive to do that. So I'm pleased with the follow-up that we're getting from the manufacturer. And again, they're going to be a great addition to our fairgrounds. And Washington County is already very much looking forward to borrowing those this coming year. I did reach out to the airport to see if they might have a hangar that we could put them in. The preliminary conversation said probably not. They didn't think that they had that much space, but they're going to get back to me. But I will just remind that we were talking about finding a location where we could store those either Toledo area or undercover somewhere. So any brainstorms that you have, I'm happy to follow up on and see if we can find a place to get those out of the weather. Jack's idea, which I think is a good one, is barring any potential to put them elsewhere, that we need to put them in place and get them erected, because that will keep the hydraulic cylinders closed and not damage those rams. The problem with that being that right now it's so swampy out there, we can't even get them onto the platform to put them there. So if we can find a place to get those stored sooner rather than later, it would be good.
Physically, how big are they?
They're 45 feet long on the bleachers and another almost 11 feet on the tongue, so they're 56 by about 9 feet.
How tall?
I measured them, and I think 12'6". They're tall.
So if we're going to put them inside of a shed someplace, the shed's going to have at least a 14-foot tall door.
14-foot door, yeah.
It's going to have to be at least 12 feet wide to maneuver through, and we're going to have at least 56 feet inside.
The tongues actually come off, so they will shrink down to 45 feet if we want to slide the big 6-inch tongue out. We could do it with a 50-foot space.
Off the top of your head, I actually have an idea that maybe we can put them. There's a space there at Thompson's old, about 20 right there.
Oh.
His old space, he's got those.
Oh, right,
back,
yeah.
There. I just don't know if it's 56 in length. I'd be worried about the length, but I think it's got the height and definite width.
They've had that property for sale for a long time.
Especially on a short-term basis.
Yeah.
It'd be the kind of thing we put them in there, pay a month.
And if they sell it, we can roll them out. That's no problem.
I think that they would probably be very willing to do that.
Do we have a contact for them, or can you follow up on that?
I can do that. Thanks for the dimensions, because I'm a little worried about the 56.
And I'll go remeasure. They may be 11-6 tall, not 12-6.
Well, the height is not a problem in that location.
You think the door's 12 foot at least? 12 feet's a long ways up.
Never say never.
Yeah. I'll remeasure and report back. It was two weeks ago that I stuck a tape on.
How tall do you think they are?
I thought they were 12-6, but then I'm second-guessing and thinking they're maybe only 11-6.
It's a huge difference between 12 and 14-foot height.
Right. I'll go remeasure them this afternoon and report back.
Yeah, call Wayne later.
Yeah.
And you guys
really. Yeah. Fair planning is going well. We're in the process of lining up our entertainment, bull riding event as well. And I attended a motorsports show in Prineville last weekend, hosted by the fellow that had the monster truck here last summer for our fair. And it was a good motorsports show. Four or five big monster trucks jumping over cars, and a circular race with quads and ATVs that was good. We're talking about the logistics of making that happen. It sounds like he actually had done a similar show here 15 years ago or so, and was anxious to come back and do that. That's how he contacted us last year to bring that American Thunder monster truck, and now he'd like to expand that show. So we're in talks about potentially doing that one day at the fairgrounds as well, getting some additional use for that arena beyond the horse event, and the bull riding would be certainly good. I've got nothing more. Do you have anything more?
Can I ask maybe just a conjunction with the fair? Because we may have more discussions around next year's fair with the Eclipse event also occurring there. And we're doing some discussions with other partners around the county for the event, and it's just all over the map in terms of the impact. So we think there's going to be a lot of people. Let's just put a whole lot of people. And so, real concerns with the porta potty situation, mm-hmm. and making sure we have some kind of commitment for a sufficient number of those, that would also carry over if we're going to stay there and do something on Monday for that Monday event. And then, I'd like some direction from the fair board. The county is participating. It's not yet real public, but it'll be out anyway. The county is contributing some money because one of the concerns with this event, it's a health and safety concern, is that you can't look directly at the eclipse. You have to actually wear special glasses, and it's sort of like watching the 3D movies, those kind of things. But we're actually participating with a number of first responders. We're going to buy thousands of these things. They're the small portable ones. We're going to put a little statement on. Like in counties, Eclipse 2017, it's like it'll be like a little souvenir kind of thing. And my question is, potentially if you're going to have the fairgrounds as a place where people might congregate, if the fair board might want to, they're fairly inexpensive. For $1,000 to $1,500, I can get probably 3,000 units, 2,000 or 3,000 units. And I don't know, that may be way, way beyond. It may not be enough for doing that. But maybe have those actually glasses. Think of it, if you've gone to the movies and you've got that little flimsy 3D, watch a 3D movie.
Geeky little cardboard glasses.
Little plastic glasses.
But you do mention a good point, and I think something that we ought to do is contact the porta potty providers.
Yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And reserve and tie them up.
Right.
You know, with, and so that a month before the event,
no,
it's
not
going to be the time to talk to them about, because they're going to be all gone.
Yeah, we'll make that call today.
We need to figure out how many we potentially are going to want to have scattered around that site over there for this. Reserve them now.
Yeah, we'll get on it.
Right.
Jack said that he's already checked, and all the locals are already all booked.
Oh, yeah.
So you may want to go east.
Okay. Yeah. Frankly, we may have to go to Coos Bay, may have to go to, you know, someplace like that. I think you're probably going to go very far.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll go around across the state and get them tied up.
Yeah. We'll get on that.
Yeah.
The other thing for discussion is we've had some discussions amongst ourselves. I've actually been part of the first meeting in this next, I think it's coming up next week, about the whole Eclipse deal and about all emergency responders.
Yep.
And the fair may want to do some of their own planning. Some of the issues are they're afraid, the responders are afraid that there's going to be so many people and there's going to be such a traffic jam that they are not going to be able to get their ambulances anywhere.
Yep.
Law enforcement, they are still trying to figure out exactly how they're going to station their people. So you're going to have this size of an event during when this other town and all this other stuff is going on. You may want to have some communication with at least Jenny as far as what's going on out there in the response world, because you guys depend on that at the fair just like everybody else depends on it. And so you might want to enter in discussion so you know, at least you know what's going on.
Okay.
Because I understand the draw about, you know, taking advantage of a situation where the county's stuffed full of people, but you also have to look at the negative side where it's going to be stuffed full of people. And
yeah, and I think, Roy, part of that is the thought that if you can divert people from congregating, you know, immediately in that point down there, we're talking about, you know, off of Otter Rock and that area in there, which is, you know, ground zero, basically,
right,
for this thing. The more we can get people to say, hey, here's a place that's farther inside here, get a few thousand people to maybe congregate there rather than down there, the less congestion you're going to have along 101.
Understood. So that it'll take an effort in order to get that word out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But Newport is ground zero, is it not?
Well, north,
slightly north.
North is. Yeah. A little bit north of here.
It's basically between Depot Bay and
But it's gonna be 18, 101, and 20 are gonna be a mess.
Yeah,
there's no question. I mean, if it comes to fruition the way it's been in other locations.
And just circling back to Mr. Beisman with your comment about the glasses, part of what we were going to do is an educational event that ran the entire duration of the fair, where youth could build viewing boxes. You can build a little projector that allows you to look indirectly at the sun and view the eclipse as well. And so we'll be doing that education for the entire period of fair as well as the Monday of the eclipse. So
if we wanted to authorize something, we could actually say, I mean, this is an opportunity. You can get on those glasses, you could say either Lincoln County Fair Solar Eclipse 2017,
yeah,
or you could even maybe have the dates of the 2018 fair.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you can have, they'll print little things on those glasses.
Am I under the impression that you're asking the fair to make a contribution to these glasses?
What I would suggest is you make it potentially make a separate contribution that we have with some of the one that's going to do it is we're going to have Lincoln County on the ones we've already committed to doing. I'd like to maybe extend it and say, do you want something related to the fair on a set of so many that we get? And I don't know how many to get at this point, but we can talk about that.
Is the contribution you're talking about coming really from the fair or from the fair board as a separate issue?
I think it'd be from the fair board, because I want to, I'll look at it. I've got a place that I think I can look at and say, I need to do this.
Okay.
How much?
I'd say up to a couple $1,000 would get. It's about 40 cents a unit, I think. And I got to remember if you have to have a minimum of 1,000. I think it's something like that. So basically do my what Todd calls the cowboy math here is to, you know, for each buck you can get two pairs of glasses. So if we had $2,000, I'd get 4,000 glasses. That may be way. I mean, that's a lot of people.
I've also been talking to our sponsors about encouraging them to do that. That it's a great way that we can be handing those out at the fair, promoting the event for Monday as well. So I know OCCC had thought about potentially doing that as well. I don't know if they had looked at the cost yet or not. So we agree it's a good idea. And it's a
we actually have a vendor identified who already is doing these things, ready to put out the units, and we're ordering them now.
So we just got to raise some money. You'll take it from there.
Yeah. And then maybe some help on what you would like it to say, if it's something that can promote the event.
We obviously don't have, probably won't have 2018 dates by the time we need to screen print those, because we're talking about, but if they just said Lincoln County Fair or Lincoln County Fair Board, or frankly, if they just said we dovetail on the order you already have and they say Lincoln County, I think any of that's good promotion.
I guess my only question is judging from these conversations, is there somebody or some group that's looking at the big view?
Yes.
Who is that?
It's the first responders.
Oh, okay.
Each of the communities has their own little groups that's doing it, you know, but our participation is mostly with the first responders, is looking at the impacts on us and our operations, you know, for having that many people here for that short duration. What's that going to do?
So the glasses themselves imply safety.
Absolutely.
And will there be a message of that sort on it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, there'll be some other, there'll be opportunities, I think, as Todd and Michelle were saying, we'll do some things at the fair event itself. We'll have classes there. And probably what we'll need to do is have some volunteers on the Monday, especially, you know, there before the events, if there's somebody that needs the glasses, you just stand there handing them out. You talk, you know, it's just a way to promote Lincoln County Fair and safety.
Refresh my memory, exactly what time and date is this?
Monday after fair at about 10:30 in the morning.
So 10:30 a.m.
August 21st.
Okay. And I've already looked at the long range forecast, and it'll be foggy.
It's going to be good. Do you have glasses that see through fog?
I know.
Okay.
So 10:30 a.m. August 21st.
Yeah. Well, they're obviously going to be for that Monday, but I see them as a great promotional tool for the fair.
Yeah.
And so I would hope that they'd be in circulation
beforehand.
Well in advance.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah.
We could put this year's fair date on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I would put, if it will run the length of it, I would put the web address. If you want to get your bang for the buck so that somebody goes, oh, I got that at that event in Lincoln County, then they can go get more info.
Let me see what we can put on. I don't know how much more. I think you can put almost anything on it.
Yeah. Which is then the name. The good part is if you do your web address right, you capitalize it. It's
thelincolncountyfair.com.
That's 2018.
2017.
This summer. And I'm retired. I'm losing track.
That's awesome. Not just of dates.
Okay, so that's August 21st, 2017. Yeah.
So if they're going to promote the fair, then it seems to me, I mean, you guys might want to invest a few dollars too.
Well, we had already talked about investing some money in the viewing boxes. Yeah, and it may be that I looked at glasses and I was seeing more like a dollar a piece, and we can build the viewers for less than that. We can find the boxes for about 30 cents a piece, and then the kids can do a little engineering project to put them together. And then view the eclipse indirectly. So I thought there was more bang for the buck in the small box.
I think it's great. It's just you're going to be hard pressed to put, you know, a couple thousand of those out.
Yeah.
Are you talking about buying them and like distributing them at businesses out in the community? How are you going to get them to the public?
Well, that's the first responders have. We're going to do a couple of things. We're going to put them in the school district first. We're actually working with the school district, and we're going to make sure that all the kids get them. And if they get some units, you know, want to get a couple for family members, that kind of stuff. So we're going to distribute through the locals, through the school districts, and then some other mechanisms. They're going to have a bunch of them on popular sites. So this is, you know, what we want to do is keep at least a bunch for the day of the event and hand them out to people that come in who show up. They want to look at the eclipse. They don't have anything. You almost guaranteed you're going to see that. But we can do a bunch of this pre-promotion.
How many total youth do we have in the school district? There's way more than 4,000, aren't there?
It used to be about 6 population in the school district.
I think we're ordering something like 20,000.
Oh, okay.
We're not the only ones doing it.
Got it.
The county's partnering with a number of other agencies to order these. I think they're on 20 or 30,000.
Okay.
Shall we get on board for a little bit?
Yeah, whatever you recommend,
the biggest problem for me, and I think we'll just talk a little bit more, is how many kids. You want 1,000 of these, you want 2,000, I guess it doesn't hurt though, a little souvenir.
Honestly, the more the better.
The website idea is great.
And with as many as you're distributing to the already to the school district, now knowing that, that first responders are putting out 20,000, I think if we had 2,000 to give out at the just to give out at the fair or leading up to the fair, I think we'd be fine.
And so you're talking about the 2,000. The fair board's talking about purchasing,
right?
Yeah.
And you say 40 cents a unit?
I think it's 40 cents. I'll have to go back and check that for sure.
So if we give you...
That may have been an
increase. We got $2,000 in the budget for this.
I have a place that I can find this. Yes. It's not going to be... Let me suggest this. I'm not going to skim at all or take money from the fair event or the operations at a fair. There's one other place that I think I can
find. And as long as it's not coming from my wallet.
It's not coming. Well, maybe it is. Senior advisor.
I'll go to the advisor, Mr. Belmont.
Yeah, we got this covered. No, I think I can, yeah.
Now, is it really us that needs to authorize this, or is this money in the county generally?
No, it would be my exactly. Okay. I'm asking for your authorization, and I will only use my list. It's generally available.
And that's why I'll move that we authorize Mr. Belmont to look for some money to purchase some of these units, maximum of $2,000.
That's great.
Provided there's no negative impact on the other aspects of our operation, if he can find it someplace.
I wouldn't limit it to $2,000. I'd just say whatever he feels he can afford.
You don't know Mr. Belmont.
Right? No, it's going to be a big deal, so we might as well.
All right. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so I'll so move that we authorize him in any people. And with regards to what's on him, if we get Lincoln County Fair, fine, but if it's just Lincoln County or whatever, I'm okay with that too.
Okay. But my direction really is I really like the idea of putting the website. I think that's great, because then it's something that you can look at any good in here.
That's great. Good. Okay, any further discussion? If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it's good to go. My only follow up on that is. And I know I've been gone a few weeks, but has there been any general press release or anything that suggests to the public that there is a central headquarters, frequently asked questions, kind of blah, blah, blah?
There has been a lot of press because we actually started conversations in our joint meetings with the city leader 2 years ago. And there was a big article. I mean, there's been a lot of, and I know a lot of city councils, a lot of articles here and there about this event happening. Is there any central clearinghouse for that information? Do you not find all of it?
Let me bring up another issue that I think is going to be big time on that, Mike. And that is, has anybody thought about or we made any provisions for, lack of a better term, I'll just call it dry camping?
There's a lot of discussion
about that kind of stuff. Have we thought about allowing that kind of usage in and around our facilities, either the emergency responders wing or any county?
The fair is going to be it's going to be occupied.
The fair grounds are going to be relatively occupied, but there's certainly going to be some space around there.
Mm-hmm.
And elsewhere, have we thought about that? Has there been a policy from the commissioners or... I mean, have we talked about this at all?
I agree.
There's been huge discussions around accommodations, housing. We know that every single state park site in and around that time frame is booked, has been booked in advance.
I'm bringing it up.
I'll just remind that in the discussion, I think 2 months ago, we did talk about using that corner of 7th and Harney as sort of a vendor dry camping area. One of the issues we're finding for fair is that our vendors aren't going to be able to find hotels either. We were going to try to make that, although we've had vendors camping there for the fairs previous, we were going to try to provide them a few more amenities, maybe bring in one of those shower trailers. I had chatted with Jack about the possibility of putting some power down there from the new county shop right above. And I think we could also potentially open up some camping, maybe more like tent camping if we wanted to, along the fence line between the fairgrounds and the football field. That kind of low-lying area with a couple of trees. We could fit some people in there. We could probably set some aside on the fairgrounds, if that's what you're asking. Jim.
Well, since everything is already booked and we know that, I anticipate we're going to get those kinds of requests because we have open space. Are we going to allow it? If so, under what conditions?
I think Jack has. I don't think you're going to have requests.
You think they're just going to do it?
I think it's that's something that we need to discuss next week when we start going to these meetings. Is we are going to have squash. They're going to bleed in from Portland and cities, saying, "Let's go there for the weekend," and then they're going to get stuck here because Iowa's going to be basically plugged coming in. You're going to have squatters. I'm always trying to paint the worst possible picture in order to be prepared for it.
Sure.
And I don't think you're going to have it in a situation where you're going to be even able to field requests. It's going to be a necessity. You're going to have to make plans for these folks who came unprepared.
What's the meeting next week?
It's actually throughout the week.
Yeah, there's like
Public
four meetings.
Public Works is Monday.
Yeah, that's the one I'll be going to.
Facility is Monday.
And it is for what purpose?
Basically, it's the gathering of all the responders to try to make some sense of what's probably going to happen, and so that law enforcement, EMTs, fire department, ambulance services, everybody understands, what's going on. And there's also been some discussion about communications. If that many people are in central Lincoln County, you will not be able to make a cell phone call. And so everybody's going to have to rely on radio.
Yeah.
And there's, Jack knows more about it than I do, but we actually had a discussion earlier about the possibility of having to set up basically command center with put big antenna up and run the show from there.
When and where is this meeting taking place?
Glen Eden Beach Fire Station. I'm going, I think, Monday.
Monday at 10? I'd have to get up and email it and then pull up the exact schedule.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock Monday?
9 o'clock Monday at the Glen Eden Beach Fire Hall.
I think we should do
okay.
Is there any reason why the fair board can't have a member there be represented?
I think since we've decided to run the fair, I think you're going to have to be there. Somebody should be there to represent the fair.
Do you know whether
basically inserted yourself into the
because board. The other big area during that time of the year that's going to be available and going to be swamped are schools.
Yeah,
schools. We got the fairgrounds is minuscule compared to the number of school properties that are available in Lincoln County that time of year.
Conservative estimates that I have pulled up.
Middle
the
school,
so
the
conservative
one of you, all the schools are right in the path. So
the conservative estimates that I have pulled, and again, it's all conjecture because you just have to pull from all of the advertising sites. Is the minimum number was 70,000, then the maximum was 200. I mean, so you're. If you just take the average, you're looking at 120,000 extra people in Lincoln County.
9 a.m. Monday.
Nobody's seen that before, maybe since Woodstock.
Well, I don't know about that. I think that you look at the estimates of what happens on the 4th of July weekend in Lincoln County, you got 50,000 to 60,000 or more residents who are not full-time residents here, too. So it's not like it's that. I mean, it's beyond it, but it's not necessarily that.
I
agree with Jack, though. This has the potential to be the biggest thing we've ever seen here.
It does.
I'd be happy to represent the fair board, go to the meeting, and I think we ought to be involved simply because we have the facility over there, the site, the squatters, whatever it is. I just think we ought to be part and parcel of, at least informed about what the plans are.
Yep.
From our standpoint, I assume that the county, through public media, is just like, statistics like campgrounds are full, hotels are at booking, you know, porta potties are unavailable. I mean, all of those signs are things that should be reported.
And there has been local media coverage. There's been the Oregonian has run a series of articles. I know communities as far away as Jefferson County has a committee that's been meeting on a regular basis. We're not the only place that's going to be hit. It's the swath goes, you know, kind of through the central part of the state. There. There's all kinds of communities that are already doing some things and expecting some hits. And the unique part of us is we're ground zero. That's where it hits right here.
We don't even know how many school districts have inadvertently planned us. Field trip. I mean, that data is not out there yet.
Oh, yeah.
So how many
but
buses?
You don't know, Jack, you don't know whether there's any school district representatives that are at your meetings coming up here. They got to hit the stadium.
Don't know. I didn't. Yeah.
There wasn't, the first meeting, there wasn't any that I was aware of.
You want to give a call to Rich Bologna and make sure he or somebody is there from the school district? They ought to be there.
Okay, we're going to move on. Tanya, would you... for next month's agenda under other business, would you put status of eclipse planning? Because obviously it took us 20 minutes here, so we probably will have something to talk about next month.
I'm sure.
Okay, anything else?
Just real quick, the open class fair guide is getting ready and prepared, and our superintendent for that has asked if the fair board would be interested in doing just a little blurb introduction, perhaps having your pictures in there, welcoming, talking about the award that you give out, which was very successful and appreciated last year. And so we thought if you had headshots or wanted to get a group shot and could put that in there and just sort of welcome folks, it would be a nice way to promote that. So
when Bill's here,
you can take a picture of Frank.
It also will help, you know, in terms of the it might be nice to even get that up on the website, identifying so that those folks know you when you're at the fair and so forth. So
Mr. Miller to get photos.
Put targets on our backs last year.
Yeah, we did, yeah. So we're up in the ante.
Yeah, we'll bring our t-shirts back up. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to talk about the master plan update.
To report from last time, we had met the committee that's reviewed the RFP, met with the providers, the publishers, and asked for some changes. I just got the materials back from them that included the change scope of work in response to our request with some changes in the actual dollar amounts and reduced the cost because they really were throwing it. We wanted a robust engagement process, and they went beyond robust. And I appreciate that, but we've scaled that back now to things that we found acceptable. I have not had time to actually review this, and what I'm going to do is convene, or at least get Mr. Weisman, who is our Fair Board representative, and I take a look at that, and then respond to the folks in the next few days in terms of where we're going, and then make a recommendation to the board on moving this forward. But I was really pleased with the way that they actually took the input we gave and translated that into some changes. For our purposes, I think the main thing is they scaled back the idea of our tours. And they had some great suggestions about what we could do that we could really consolidate it into a more focused tour, but then supplement it with some, they'll present us with information on other facilities, so we'll have, they can do that in a way that we don't necessarily have to physically go on site to do that. So they were scaling that back from what we had originally requested there. And I've got some information related to that now, too. And that reduced the cost overall for what we're going to do. So, again, I'm pleased with what's here on first blush look. And I'll get together with Mr. Bias and we'll review this and go forward.
So, Wayne, one of the things that I hope that we, at some point, I want the opportunity to make sure that our vision statement is front and center.
It is in the RFP, and it's part of it. It's in there. Which I like, and thanks for reminding me. One other thing. I happen to be a representative of the county, but in doing so, I represent a lot of groups on Newport's 2040 Visioning Committee. And that process is well underway right now, and the kickoff events for that are next week. And I'm going to actually be staffing a table. This will be an interesting thing for me. I'll be sitting at a table during the events on Friday and Saturday, and would welcome if anybody wants to sit with me on any of those events. And presenting three different things that dovetail into the city's vision in Newport here for what they're doing through the year 2040. One of them is that I'm going to present some information related on the refinement of the master plan. So I'll have some basic information that we're in the process of seeking input, opportunities for stakeholders and the public, right about opportunities. It'll be at the 20,000 foot level, but at least information out there that we're undertaking that. Second thing is I also happen to serve on the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts Board, and we're in the process of doing the capital campaign for that facility, and the next phase is 7 and 8, so I'll have information related to the activities and the long-range plan, the strategic plan, capital plan that OCCA is doing. And the third component is the county is moving forward with an integrated wellness center, 45,000 square foot consolidation of all of our health facilities in the county. We're still moving forward with that. We had a lot of touch points on that before we actually that comes to fruition, but we'll have information related to that. All those are located, even though they all serve, really serve the entire county, they're located physically. All the facilities and the plans are located physically within the greater Newport area. And so we're presenting that to dovetail in with the city's plans for what they want to envision the city looking like. So if anybody would like to join me, that's next Friday. At the Recreation Center, and I can get you the times. Next Saturday at the hospital's education, New Samaritan Education Center. And if you want to come join me at the table, I know the Saturday one runs from like 10 o'clock in the morning till 5 at night.
It's going to be out of the state, it'll be able to do it.
Okay.
For Friday.
So I know I have the Thursday 6 to 8 thing on my calendar.
That's a kickoff, I think, for city committees. You're on the city committee.
Yeah.
That's more, and I'm not going to actually attend that one.
Okay.
This is the more public events. Friday is the family night, and Saturday is the really the big kickoff event.
So what particular times were you just referencing?
Let me get you the times, okay. But I know the Saturday one, I think, is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Samaritan Education, and I can't remember the times. It's in the evening, I think, on Friday evening.
Alrighty.
And this is the Newport Recreation Center.
All right, county staff update.
Can I do one thing first before we turn to anybody else?
Yeah.
During the last month or so, we've gone back and forth with having we're not calling it that, hazardous weather shelter. At the fairgrounds, and we've had a few things we had to deal with. We did some revisions to our policies to accommodate some concerns that were expressed. But as of this time, that group has now gone back to the Radiant Church. They will no longer for this year be utilizing the fairgrounds for any of their activities. They've reestablished their relationship with the church. So I just wanted to update you on that. And we're back to having the fairgrounds available for other people.
Okay.
That was my update.
Anything else, county?
We had minimal water intrusion during this last couple of storms. Our last couple of attempts to control the flooding of the exhibit hall were less than adequate, but we've tried to increase the drainage. We've dug ditches. We've installed French drains, and to no avail, it still floods. It's just that the slab is now below grade, even around the lawns. I can't keep the water out. Short of removing 6 inches of topsoil completely around the structure. So where I'm at, basically, it is what it is. We'll deal with the water as it occurs. Focus flooded slightly. No damage, real damage. Again, they wanted me to sandbag the building. There's nothing I can do since there's no sill plate. It's hard. There's nothing to sandbag to. So, luckily, they were able to get their materials up off the floor. It was only about a quarter inch of water. But and the fact that the floor in there is asphalt and permeable in places. So the water was actually coming up through the floor. Hopefully this round of water behind us lets things dry out a bit.
But generally speaking...
Yeah, let things dry out, hopefully. Yeah. Open a few doors.
But generally speaking, given the work we have been doing out there, the painting and some of the repairs and so forth, we are nonetheless better off than we
were still
a year ago.
Yeah. And these are, it's only during these these monsoonal rains we've had, we can handle the normal Oregon drizzle. Our drainage is adequate for that. But this 5 inches in 24 hours, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do.
Have you stocked Lake Whaley with bass yet?
I have trout, actually.
Trout, okay.
Yeah, bass is real hard to keep around here. But I was going to set a dummy in a lawn chair with a fishing pole out there.
Nice.
We actually dug a ditch and tried to get some of that to drain. And we succeeded in at least getting it down to it's, there's less than an inch of water in there now. So I'm sure that the storm system is not happy with that.
Is any of that a lesson that we're passing on to...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We know that drainage front and center on anything we do.
Drainage front and center, all foundations will be at least 12 inches off of grade.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's a lot of lessons.
That'll be one of those building considerations. Others we've talked about, just FYI, things like on the coast we use stainless steel fixtures as opposed to galvanized, because galvanized just goes very quickly, things like that. So construction in the coastal environment is a big discussion with folks proposed on the RFP. So who's really in charge of this meeting on Monday at 9:30 Glenny Beach? Who's that?
You need to get permission from Jenny Damaris to be there.
Yeah.
You need to ask to be there. You're not invited. You need to ask Jenny in order to be there.
Okay. I'll swing in and see her. And suggest that she talk with Ruth Rich.
With who?
Rich Belong.
Rich Belong.
Oh, that's close to you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I'm asking. I need to talk or communicate with whoever is in charge of that.
All right. Anything else on the county staff update?
Was there a decision made on Pacific Equestrian Club?
With regard to what?
I don't think they...
Yeah, I don't know that there was really a request at this point. I think I would let them come pitch their own question regarding unused
meetings. Yeah.
Oh, that earlier comment.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't appeared and they haven't asked, so...
Well, the question was raised, and maybe we could anticipate that a little bit and... save some future meeting time. Do we have any opinion on it?
They'll just have to provide another insurance binder and fill out another contract. And if you guys just want to okay the dates without further payment, then...
How many unused meetings do they have?
I don't know. I didn't monitor when because it was weekends. It was Saturdays when they went down there. I didn't monitor it.
I think they used as many as six, maybe. So they feel, well, I don't know that they feel, that's not the there are maybe as many as four that went unused. And I think they're hopeful that once the rain stops, they can continue using those without fee as part of that initial $1,000 they spent. But again, I'm happy to speak for this.
I am too, but I don't have any idea how many unused.
Well, but based on what
we can go look at the calendar. We know how many they've used. I just haven't bothered looking to see.
Well, just the same time and have people come to a meeting and all. I mean, I'm happy to just say.
Just authorize Todd.
Yeah.
Okay, I am too. So
and we're happy to do that if that's the easy.
Right. If there's any issue, then you come back to us.
Perfect.
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay, right. I'll let them know.
All right.
All right, anything else for the good of the order? If not, we are adjourned.